been in the oil field practically her whole life. Since she was 4 years old, her father worked in the field. And then later, when she married, her husband was an oil field worker. She's moved around the oil fields in Louisiana, New Mexico, Arkansas, but primarily South and East Texas. In 1930, when she married, her first house was a tent, an oil field tent, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
You live in a tent city.
That's right.
What were the tent cities like there?
Well, it was just a little camp of tents that
who lived in?
Well, at the time we lived in the tents, well, it was such a boom in town that, and there were so many people that there just wasn't houses for the people. So those that couldn't find houses just had to put tents up to live in till they could do better.
That didn't include like the supervisors, did it?
Oh no, at that time we was with the Humble Company, and they had homes for the supervisors and the two pushers, which is two pushers and superintendents and like that. But those that worked on the rigs now, that they didn't provide houses for them. So in order to have places to live, I know when we first went to East Texas around Kilgore, the only place we could find to live was at a farmhouse that way out in the country. And we had to eat, sleep, and everything in just that one room.
For three families in that one farmhouse?
There was, really four families. There were three humble families lived there, and then the people that owned the farm. So it was...
Was living in...
In one farmhouse.
Would that be considered better or worse than, say, living in a tent?
Well, I think for all those people in one place like that, I prefer the tent.
Yeah. Was that looked
because
up on as a tent is a better place than, if you had a tent, were you better off than if you had a room, for instance?
Well, I would think so.
Okay, those the
because
tent.
Because at go that ahead. Time you couldn't find a house.
Hmm.
And
those tents, were they like all cloth tents like we see them?
No, they had floor, wooden floor. And the walls were built up so high with lumber. And then from there, they had screen. And then this tent was, over it. And that way, through the winter, you could put those flaps down, and then in the summertime, you could raise the flaps.
Were the flaps the doors?
No, we had a door. It was made into the
suppose,
front frame.
I don't suppose they were insulated, were they?
No.
Get pretty cold in the winter there?
Well, no, they were pretty warm. They because you could tie those flaps down real tight around this frame, and we didn't seem to get cold.
What did the tent houses look like on the inside? What was your house like?
It was
like?
Just one room, And with homemade furniture, which Daddy made himself. My dresser was made of orange crates. And everything was homemade except for the bed, which was an orange bed, an old orange bedstead. And our cabinet was homemade, our kitchen cabinet. And
have any indoor facilities for washing or?
No, we just had a rub board and a wash tub, a wash pot.
How was it decorated?
On the inside?
Yeah.
There was no decoration. The only thing I had in there for decoration was chalk Cupid dolls, and which Dad and I had accumulated over years going to different carnivals but one day when he come in, he let the car hit the side of the tent, and my Cupid doll scattered all over the all over the tent, and that was the last of my Cupid dolls.
Okay. That this tent you're talking about right now is in Raccoon Bend, isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay, that was around 1930. You're back in the 20s, say when your father was working in the oil field. Where was it?
Well, he first started out at Upland, Arkansas. The boom was on when we went to Upland. I remember it to be a rough town. My dad was working in the oil field, but he built a garage there for my brother. And he built the garage close to our home there. And of course, as all booming towns, there were red light districts and honky tonks, and I know there was a huge building went up across the street from where we lived. And of course, at the time, we didn't know what it was. But then we began to noticing women, which were prostitutes, going in and out over there. Of course, at the time, we didn't know it. But pretty soon found out, because one of these girls started visiting my brother's garage. My mother had quite a few run-ins with this girl, and she couldn't stop coming over there. And I remember this colored man that worked for my dad in the garage. He and my mother took gas and poured around this building one night and set fire to it, and it was burned down to the ground. But I didn't know that she had burned this down till after I married, and she told me that she and this colored man had burned the building down because she didn't admire what was going on around her young children. And so she couldn't get it stopped any other way but to burn it down.
You said before, and I've heard you say that like the prostitutes weren't the only rough women. I heard you tell one time about some school teachers.
Oh, there was some school teachers. I know they went out to the rig, and they, of course, they were drinking, and they would visit the men on the rig, and of course, this was after Dad and I married, and this happened while we were living down in Louisiana.
What were some of the booms that you got a chance to see where you actually were?
Well, in Arkansas, it was Upland and Smackover. And then in Texas was Raccoon Bend, Kilgore, Conroe, and Hawkins.
Thank you. What was it like around the booms? Pretty rough place?
Both, mostly, all of them were pretty rough places. And I know, now when we went to Kilgore, the towns, the streets were in such a bad shape. And when we were living out there at the camp, during the wintertime, well, you could hardly get out of the camp unless the people would get together, like on Christmas, you know, on holidays, that wanted to get out of the camp. They would take shovels and all go together and push each other out of the mud holes to get out of the camp to town. And then the people come in there and started to build in toll roads. Well, different little places would have a toll road, and by the time you get to town, well, you'd be out some money going over those toll roads.
Who operated the toll roads?
Just different people. Just, you know, anyone that wanted to build a toll out there, that's...
How did they build a toll road?
Some of them would take just the trees, and you know, and but others would take lumber out there and just build a regular little bridges, little and
over the mud holes.
Over the mud holes, and
were they rough in terms of, you know, the people there? What kind of people?
Well, they were all classes of people. They were
lots of fighting and drinking going on.
Oh yes, there was lots of that.
Well,
especially in the towns and around the red light districts and the honky tonks, there were always fights. And in fact, it was dangerous for a decent lady to walk down the streets at night.
What was there to do for excitement in the old boom towns?
Well, mostly all those boom towns, those carnivals, you know, were always around, and they had little theaters, but they were always so full that you were lucky to get in. And that was just about all of it.
What were the carnivals like?
Well, they're pretty much on the order as they are today. They had the Ferris wheels, and they had the bingo stands, and but they were rough.
What about the shows? The shows at the carnival?
the sideshows.
Right.
They were follies and strip teasers and of course they had a lot of those sideshows where you would knock the bottles down and win the Cupid dolls. And
what was the attitude of people towards the oil field group?
Well, the majority of the towns that we would go to at first, of course, we were called oil field trash, come in to ruin their towns. And they was cool to us. But I know when we went to Conroe, well, they was really cool to the oil field people there. And they acted like they didn't want our trade. And in fact, the Humble Camp talked for a while that they would all just go get together and go to Houston to do their buying.
Did you find this attitude more in one particular part of the country than another? I'm wondering about, like, farming communities.
Well, as I said, that was about the only time we was around the farming communities whenever we lived out there.
Yeah.
But I believe Conroe was the worst town to be, you know, cool against the oil field people. And they let it be known that they didn't appreciate the oil field trash coming to their town and to ruin it.
What was it generally like living in the oil field? Just, how did it impress you? An easy life, a hard life, somewhere in between?
Well, I don't know. When Dad and I married, he was only making $140 a month.
Working how many days a week?
7 days a week. And we did pretty well on that $140 a month. But in those days, the things wasn't as high as they are now. Even the house rent, I think that at one place we had to rent a apartment, and we paid $40 a month. And you can't do that now.
Your husband worked steadily all through the Depression, didn't he?
Yes, he worked all through the Depression. So we were, I guess, considered very lucky people because he had worked.
What does the term blowout mean to you?
Well, in East Texas, they had quite a few of them. When this well would come in, sometimes it would come in, in such a gush that sometimes it would catch on fire, and there were some men burned to death on these rigs there, and the oil would come out so fast that they didn't have time to get off the rig floor. And of course, they would be saturated in this oil. And at each one of these rigs, they have a pit, they call their slush pit. And it's salt water. And these men would jump in that salt water, you know, trying to get the fire out.
What was it like for a wife of an oil field worker is thinking about blowouts and things like that.
Oh, at that time, terrible. They didn't know when their husband would leave in the morning, where he'd come back alive that evening. They were just afraid all the time that something would happen on the rig he was on. At that time, they didn't have the safety devices on the rigs that they do now. And
on the other hand, how did the townspeople react to blowouts?
Oh, they thought it was a big thing, goodness. They would come out and put up lemonade stands and ice cream stands, and it was something big for them.
Yeah. People would come from all around, I suppose?
Would come from all around to see the rig blow, the well blow out.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.